You're listening to the Filthy Fantasy Football Show.
All right, everybody, welcome into another exciting episode of the Filthy Fantasy Football Show. A safe space for you foul-mouthed fantasy players out there. As always, it's your boys, King Josh, Josh the King, Big Rome, Fantasy Fish.
Guys, what the fuck is going on?
How's it going?
It's like riding a bike, man. Like, we haven't done an episode in quite some time. But here we are.
Right back in the flesh.
You know, I just realized one of my earbuds doesn't work. I have no audio in one of them. But I don't, whatever, I can...
We've been talking for like a half hour, and you just realized that.
It was when the theme song hit. I realized I couldn't hear out of my left ear. I was like, the music sounds weird. It's like loud in one ear, but not in the other one. I don't know what's going on.
Rome's camera doesn't work. Your earphones don't work.
Yeah,
we're falling apart, guys.
This is what happens when we go on vacation. Yeah,
we didn't test our stuff when we came back.
And we just, man, we're just diving right in, like right back at it, going balls deep in your fan. Can you? Rome, can you at least see us, even though we can't see you?
I can see your handsome faces.
Oh, that's good. At least there's that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a lot to cover. There's been quite a lot of... normally, for those of you that are new, we're all about not safe for work fantasy football. I'm trying to use the term on Twitter. I'm going to make this our official Twitter hashtag. It's going to be NSFWFF. So not safe for work fantasy football.
It's good.
I like it.
Yeah. So anyways, eventually when I make merch, that's going to be one of our shirts. But anyways, for those of you that are new, we talk nasty, but we talk fantasy football, and that's fun. And for those of you that have been with us before, we appreciate you guys coming back. Normally we start the show off with news and kind of fuck around, but... there's just a lot to cover, so we should just go right into it.
Hell yeah.
In today's episode, we're talking about fantasy football free agent signings. So we got some old faces in new places, and we have some old faces, same places. And what does that mean for your fantasy teams? So we're going to talk about Rome made this beautiful sheet online that we're all looking at. And I don't know, someday... you know, eventually, like, this is the thing. We have great content, but we're just lazy. And so someday we'll share this sheet with the beautiful people, and they'll see all this beautiful stuff. But for the time being, Rome has this beautiful sheet, and we're going to break it down position by position for fantasy. Yeah. So starting off with, let's just do same faces, old faces, same places. So, Lamar Jackson might be the quarterback for Baltimore.
No way.
I don't think he is.
It'd be nice if he was, but no way. That bridge is burned.
Which seems silly to me.
Not even part of the bridge. The whole entire bridge burned down all the way to ashes. If they can salvage it, good for them, but like they are not looking good.
No, I just can't see that being the case, man. I really don't. There's so many things working against it with him not having an agent, him going to the fucking social media for a lot of his rebuttals. It's kind of silly, but if it's working for him, if it helps him get that off of his chest, I guess more power to you. But, you know, the problem is like, I love Lamar Jackson. I really do. Nobody's a bigger honk for Lamar than me. But, dude, you can't throw the ball as good as what you want to be paid like. That's just the reality. Sure. Those are the facts. Unfortunately, like, I love the man. I really do. His MVP season, that fucking guy was amazing. And I loved him in college. Like, everything about this kid. But the reality is that if you want to pay this man Watson money, he's stuck on the Watson money, which is such a stupid anomaly that never should have fucking happened. Them paying that guy fucking all that money. But that's what he's stuck on, and that's what he wants. And it's like, dude, it's just unreasonable. And unfortunately, Baltimore doesn't fuck around like that. And they're like, nah, you're out. Get kick rocks. We don't need you.
We have Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, exactly. He made the Pro Bowl.
He's the same fucking thing. Just a little bit slower.
Well, it's like,
I mean, it, the other thing with it, too, is Lamar Jackson's probably also not happy because, like, they don't have a best receiving corps. Who'd they add? Nelson Aguilar. Like,
delicious.
I mean, that's probably his excuse. I think you're right, Rome. I think that's the truth about it, is he can't throw the ball well enough. But his excuse is, well, I don't have nobody to throw the ball to. So it's kind of like, they're both kind of right.
It's unfortunate. And both of them are right. That's the problem. And that's why this bridge is so fucking burned. And I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. The real question is, who wants to trade two first-round picks to get him? Because I don't know why nobody is jumping all over that.
Carolina should.
The reason is because they're going to have to pay him too. And they're like, I don't want to pay him that shit either.
Lamar shouldn't have turned down the 3 years, like $150 million guaranteed or whatever it was that he turned down. He should have taken that.
It's a shame. It really was a shame.
Especially, like, he wants to flex on people like, hey, I don't have an agent. I'm doing this for myself. Dude, you got yourself $100 million guaranteed. Take it. Like, the fuck? Especially, like, with his style of play and the deteriorating health over the last couple of years, why wouldn't you take a guaranteed $100 million?
You're preaching to the right choir here, man. It's just the other part of it, too, that is just killing me is a lot of people, at least in social media, they're making it like a race thing. And it's like, what? I can never understand that for the life of me. Like, this guy, he's a quarterback. You just look at the numbers. It has nothing to do with the color of the man's skin. He's a great football player. He's just not what a quarterback. He just doesn't throw the ball like a quarterback should. He plays a different game. He just plays a different game.
Play schoolyard ball.
He does, and he's so good at it. But I'm going to quote you, Fish, because you changed my mind on this guy a long time ago for fantasy. He's one lower leg injury away from being nothing. And that's the unfortunate truth.
He's great in fantasy as long as he stays healthy, but he doesn't have the tangibles to be able to adjust to like a pocket passer. Right. And regardless how much injuries he avoids, the speed's going to diminish and the agility is going to diminish over time as he gets older. You want your quarterbacks to be able to play till they're like 35, maybe even 40. Like, he'll be lucky if he's playing football when he's 33.
He's lucky if he plays a full season next year.
That's true,
too. He missed like 5 games.
But what I'm saying is he's not a long-term answer. No. He could be a short-term answer, but that's what he's going to get is a bunch of short-term deals everywhere until his legs fall out from under him, and then that's it.
Which is why he made the huge mistake at turning down the 100 and whatever million.
No, I agree.
I think it's like 120 or man. Whatever, 118. Either way, stupid. So stupid.
Yeah, and hopefully he proves us wrong, but it's not looking good. It's looking like a Michael Vick 2.0, but worse at throwing the ball.
Yeah, but dude, Michael Vick could huck it 75 yards down the field, man. That's what I mean. That guy, he had an arm. But
I mean, Lamar can sling it too. It's just neither of them were accurate, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Moving on, Tom Brady retired, maybe.
I put a question mark because you just never know, guys. Come on. I think he might be done finally. I left him on there because you never know.
He should be done. Although he wasn't half bad last year, so I don't know. Maybe he'll be the quarterback of the Dolphins finally. Daniel Jones. God damn, he got a lot of money, and I don't understand why. Actually, no, I take that back. I understand why, but it's stupid. Because he's not that good of a quarterback. And isn't his deal fully guaranteed, or is it like most of it's guaranteed? I know he's guaranteed like $100 million because he signed a 4-year 160, but I don't know if it was all guaranteed or if it was like 3 years of it was guaranteed or something. He was guaranteed like $80 million of it.
I feel like, I don't know what he was guaranteed. I probably should have put that on there, but to be honest with you, this feels like the Giants sort of... taking him at 6 overall a couple of years back. Like, this is them doubling down, being like, no, we did it on purpose. Now we're going to give him $160 million. It's like, good Lord, have mercy. You know, he's not the answer that they're looking for. But man.
So for fantasy purposes, is this a good thing or a bad? I think the Giants offense is going to be exactly what it was last year. It's going to be meh.
He'll have games that he shows out and he'll have games that he sucks wieners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plain and simple.
Yep.
That's what he's been. I think the reason I could see it making sense is like they're kind of giving him four more years. They got Darren Waller. They got Paris Campbell. They're adding some players. They're basically saying like, hey, you have 4 years. You've been mediocre. Because he's not going to last the 4 years if he does the same thing for two more seasons.
Yeah.
But if he does two seasons that are good, they got him for two extra.
Yeah.
So it's like a trial period. Like,
yeah. Geno Smith, congratulations on getting paid. Although a career backup had a good year. He did have a good season. I will admit that. He did have a good season. And
debatable.
And it was good enough. And Seahawks have a good roster. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Ken Walker. So you got some players on your team. But God, that's a big 3 years, $105 million. And honestly, I have zero interest in Geno Smith for fantasy purposes next year. I think this is like that, you know, he had a good year for fantasy and you're like, hell yeah. Like good touchdown to interception ratio, average, you know, 200 yards a game. So he was like a good safe quarterback. I think he ended the year in the top 15, I want to say. Maybe even top 14, 13. But either way, he had a good fantasy year. I don't think it repeats. So like I think if you have him in Dynasty, I would gladly move him for anything.
Whatever you can get.
Yeah, whatever you can get, I'd gladly move him.
The highest amount you can get.
Yeah. I mean, hang on to Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf still because those guys are studs and Ken Walker. But move Geno Smith if you can. Because someone out there, you know what? Hey, I moved Geno Smith in a Dynasty, a Superflex League, but a Dynasty Superflex League for, I think, a third round pick. And I was so happy when that was offered to me. So.
But yeah. I mean, I think they're going to go a quarterback with the fifth pick this year. So I think they're going to get his replacement and just sort of start grooming him. Because the reality is Seattle is, they're good, man. They're actually a good team. And I see them not being in a position to get a top-tier quarterback again. So I think they'd be stupid to not take his backup.
And Geno Smith, he can bridge the gap for he signed a 3-year deal. So for 1 to 3 years, he could bridge the gap and let someone sit for a couple years.
Exactly.
So, beautiful face, new place. Jimmy Garoppolo signed with the Las Vegas Patriots. But I actually like that move. I think with Josh McDaniels, the new head coach for the Raiders, Patriots, he's a great coach. He implements a good offensive system. Loves the slot, so your boy Hunter Renfrow, if he's healthy, could be
my boyfriend again. We could get back together. You never know.
Exactly. He could be a sneaky pick. I mean, they did lose Darren Waller, but I don't know. Whatever. But Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know. I'm excited, but at the same time, like I don't know how much better he is than Derek Carr. So, Rome, you're our 49ers guy, so you watched Jimmy G.
I knew you were coming to me, and I was trying. I'm blackfacing right now because you can't see me. But man, I'll tell you what, this fucking guy, I'm rooting for him. I really am. I want him to be successful. I don't know what it's going to be like in Vegas. They better build an offensive line around him, because if they don't, he's going to be in trouble. He has to sit in the pocket. We're talking about the exact polar opposite of good old Lamar Jackson. This fucking guy can't move. I once saw him just fall over. He took two steps and just fell over one time. Like, what the fuck is going on? You got to block for this kid. And nobody, I just don't know if they have the offensive line that can do that for him. They've got weapons. You're right, man. Hunter Renfrow. He likes using slot guys, tight ends, which is weird. They got rid of the best tight end.
And then Foster Moreau got like Hodgkin's or some sort of cancer, and he hasn't officially stated his retirement. But actually, what's funny is, I'm actually in a startup dynasty league with some other content creators out there, and my league mate, it's like we all co-manage a team. It's a 14 team league. Superflex tight end premium. No, I think it's one quarterback. But anyway, Superflex tight end tight end premium. Excuse me. And we drafted Foster Moreau super late because we thought he was going to be a sneaky, sexy draft pick. And then he came out with his cancer statement, which, you know, God, I hope he be healthy, man. I hope you make a good recovery. You know, obviously, life is bigger than football, so, you know, obviously get healthy. But when we were talking about it, we were like, do we drop him? And it's like, yes, because he's going to at least miss this entire season. And then he's going to lose weight, which especially for a tight end position, you don't really want to lose weight. And then to have to gain weight and strength and get back into football shape, let's say he gets, even if he were to get cured tomorrow, he's got like 2 years of recovery, or at least a year of recovery. So, but yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know how much of an upgrade that is to Derek Carr. I mean, like I said, Hunter Renfrow might be the sneaky guy that you're going to want to target in drafts, especially because he had an injured, plagued down year last year. Hunter Renfrow could be good. Could be fun, especially, like I said, no Darren Waller.
The only difference between Garoppolo and Carr is Garoppolo is less risky. Like, he won't take as many risks. Maybe a little bit better decision maker.
So what does that do for Devontae Adams then?
He's going to be exactly the same.
Yeah, he's
going to be
fantastic.
He's going to throw 12
times.
Adams.
He's going to catch at least 10 of them.
That's true. Devontae Adams doesn't matter where you throw it. Yeah, he'll still get 8 catches, 100 yards a game, and like he'll end the year with like 10 touchdowns still.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. Speaking of Derek Carr signed a 4-year, $150 million deal with the New Orleans Saints. Definitely an upgrade from the debacle of Jameis Winston. Andy
debatable.
Well, that's true. Jameis Winston was actually good for the first couple weeks, then he broke his back again. So
remember how good he was? Man, Fish just walked around fucking full dick.
He had
all
like
day.
5 touchdowns in week 1 or something like that.
Yeah, he did.
No, that was not sustainable, though.
Yeah. Neither was a full dick the entire day. But it was impressive for you.
Especially at our age to have a hard dick the whole day. Man.
They make pills for that shit.
You should call your doctor. Yeah. It's gone beyond 4 hours.
Yeah. I've heard a joke from some comedian. It was the best. It was, you're not supposed to call a doctor. You're supposed to call a hooker.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
It's debatable. If you want your dick to melt off afterwards, sure.
Some hookers are clean.
This is true.
Also debatable.
All those Instagram whores that get, you know, have like men from different countries pay them to fly out to like Dubai and then you shit on their chest. They're probably clean.
Well, you know, after they shower off, it's all good.
Yeah. But Derek Carr going to the Saints. That might be an upgrade. Might not. I mean, I don't know.
I kind of like it. To be honest, I kind of like it. He's an intermediate to downfield thrower. I like it for Olave a lot.
I like it for Olave a lot.
I think that the thing with this, though, is I don't think he's going to get the Saints. Like, this team's not going to be any better. They'll probably still win, like, maybe half their games if they're lucky.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Especially, you know, with the looming suspension of Alvin Kamara. They did sign, I mean, granted, we'll get to running backs here in a little bit, but, you know, spoiler alert. They signed Jamal Williams from the Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers. Who actually, I think he's a sneaky draft pick in fantasy, because you can probably get him semi-late and he'll be the running back one. Because, you know, how much time does Alvin Kamara miss? Is it going to be 6 weeks, 8 weeks, the whole season? Like, you know,
he's going to be he could be playing in San Quentin. Who knows?
Well, that's the thing. He might end up.
I think he'd be in jail in Las Vegas, quite, right? Not San Quentin.
It's not quite the same, but he might end up like Ray Rice style, where they're just like no one wants him because like the PR hit that they that took.
Could be. You know why? Because there's a pitcher, dude. It's those ones where there's pictures or like video, and you're like, "Oh shit,
there's
this
a whole
is worse
fucking video."
Than it sounds, yeah.
And then I could be making it up, but like it could have been a fever dream. I could have been mixing Ambien and butt plugs. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure there's an actual video. But I'm pretty sure there's an actual video of Alvin Kamara like with his buddies post incident talking about like, "Man, did you see me punch that fucking guy?"
Well, I wouldn't be
I'm
surprised.
Pretty sure I'm not, that's correct. I don't that's think, not a fever dream.
I don't think the Alvin Kamara is the brightest of the bunch.
No.
Even if you go on his Instagram, he's always like fucking partying in the hood late at night. And you're like, all right,
so
dude.
You're telling me he's not a scholar? What the
he's
fuck?
A gentleman, but he's not a scholar.
So he's basically Ja Morant of the NFL.
I don't know about you want to take it that far. Maybe.
Ja Morant's a bitch. I'd fight Ja Morant. I hope you hear that, Ja Morant. You ain't tough. You're like Carlton Banks. Moving on. Old face, new place. Baker Mayfield to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I actually like this move. I actually think this is a great
fuck
move.
Yeah.
That offense was humming. You know, they still have a good O-line. Still have Mike Evans. Still have Chris Godwin. And Godwin's going to be healthy coming into the year.
Mm-hmm.
Rashad White with the emergence of him. So you got a great running back in the backfield. This is looking like Baker Mayfield came to the Rams, which was a total dumpster fire and was okay. So now he's going to a better situation.
Correct.
And he's going to be coming in as the starter. Whereas, you know, he was traded to the Rams mid season. So was he traded or was he cut and signed? Either way, he wasn't.
No, he was cut and signed, I believe.
But he wasn't prepped. He didn't know their playbook. You know, he just kind of like stumbled into it. So now this is his job because you know they're not going to start Kyle Trask.
You know, this is really going to be a thing of like who ends up being better, Derek Carr or Baker Mayfield. They both got, you know, Baker got 1 year, Carr got four. Mayfield's got less to lose. He's only made $4 million. He can go out there and just fucking huck it around. Who cares, right? Like,
exactly.
Like, well, it's his anything, last chance. Like, Carr's got a little more guaranteed, a little more to lose.
Baker could be better for fantasy because he's got to play a prove it deal.
That's
like,
what I mean.
Hey, I'm gonna go ball out. I'm gonna throw 3,800 yards. You know, 25 touchdowns to show people, like, hey, I can still be a formidable quarterback in the NFL. Give me money.
Yeah. No, I think it's exactly that. I think Baker Mayfield, almost of all the guys that we've named, like this fucking pickup was fire. Like it was, this is hot, man. This is hotter. This is like fucking the Billy Goat in the fucking Pepper Patch. Like that's this hot shit right now. I'm telling
you. The one thing too, though, Rome, you say it yourself all the time, follow the money. He's getting $4 million. Are they paying him to be a backup and they're going to try to move up in the draft or something?
Like, they might, and if they do that, then maybe. But I think, like, people sleep on Baker a lot. He's really not that bad. I don't know why he's gotten such a bad rap. Because the man can throw the ball. He can sling it, dude. And if you give him pieces around him, if you can build a nice little base, dude, Tampa Bay's got that. And he likes chucking the ball downfield.
Mike Evans.
There is one guy. Yeah, who's the one guy? Like Baker Mayfield has not even a similar play style to Johnny Manziel. But dude, Manziel was made by Evans. I think Evans is going to have a huge year, and I think Baker is going to be sneaky. He's going to be good, man.
I like Baker Mayfield, especially because I feel you're going to be able to. He might even go undrafted in fantasy drafts this year. But I mean, he'll definitely be available if you're asleep on quarterback. And who knows, maybe as the season starts getting closer and we start getting into our mock drafts and things like that. And you know, although I did both this last season where I drafted a quarterback early and drafted a quarterback late. I actually won a league where I drafted a quarterback early, but I tend to like to wait on quarterback. And if I can get Baker Mayfield, who will be like a top 16 quarterback, hopefully, for fantasy. And if I can get him in the 12th round, 11th round, 12th round, like, I might be into that.
I wish I wasn't black screened here. I was holding up 10. I think he might be a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah. Well, so that's the problem. You have no fucking camera. I can't see you, Rome. I don't know.
So sorry.
You should be. You know what, though? Behind the scenes, little inside baseball for you listeners. There's this awful clicking sound coming from Rome's computer, and we couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. And I was like, I can't see you. Maybe your camera's not working. He unplugged his camera, and the clicking went away. So you're welcome.
Camera's fucked up.
I'm basically part of... What's the Nerd Patrol from... Best Buy.
You're Geek Squad. You're the
Geek Squad. Squad. There you go. Geek, yeah. Squad. I'm basically Geek Hell Squad. Yeah. I should be out there fixing computers. All right, let's move on to some running backs. Franchise tag, you got Barkley, which wasn't surprising. Josh Jacobs, not surprising. And Tony Pollard all getting the franchise tag. But I will say this. Josh Jacobs, I think he's going to be another dominant fantasy running back again. Because, again, Josh McDaniels' offense, Jacobs is a good pass. Not great, but he's a good pass-catching running back. And think about, like, the New England Patriot pass-catching running backs of the past they had that were fantasy-relevant with Rex Burkhead, James White. What the fuck else do they have? You know, but you know who I'm... Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they cycled them out down there.
And then Jimmy Garoppolo is also a good check-down quarterback. Again, he's a very handsome Alex Smith. He doesn't like to take risky throws. So, you know, little 5-yard outs and 4-yard ins, Josh Jacobs, especially in PPR, and the thing is since the Raiders is kind of like a new look offense, you know, it'd be hard. Like, people might think you're crazy taking Josh Jacobs 8th overall, maybe somewhere around the turn, but he could very well end up a top fantasy running back again this next season. So,
yeah, for sure. You know who I really like about in this deal is Tony Pollard. If Ezekiel Elliott does not sign back with Dallas, and Tony Pollard, I think he could be a 3-down back, and if he gets that opportunity, he already had good numbers as a sharing carries with Elliott. Like, if he can get a solidified role here, I think that would be he'd be just fine in that role. I think he could.
I agree with you. I love Tony Pollard. I'm just, how healthy will he be coming into the season? Because he broke his ankle or leg pretty badly towards the end of the season. So, assuming
that's
he comes,
that's the big question.
Yeah,
is his health,
and that's the thing that sucks. Because in our main league, that our long term, season long league that we've been in with our friends for years, we're getting a keeper, and I want to keep Tony Pollard, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to keep Tony Pollard now because of his fucking broken leg.
Yeah, I got the best keeper in that league, dude.
Yeah, you did.
Nobody can beat me to it.
Yeah.
I had to lose incredibly bad all season for it.
Hey, you took the risk, and there you go. And then, you know, then Saquon Barkley, that the Giants offense could be greatly improved. Because, again, you know, spoiler alert, we talked about Darren Waller and Paris Campbell coming to the Giants. But Barkley getting the franchise tag, you know, you can't go wrong with a guy. He was great last year.
So. Correct.
We got some new old faces. God, I'm going to fuck this up all night. Old faces and new places. Miles Sanders surprisingly signed with the Carolina Panthers, which I was super excited for him to, you know, stay in Philadelphia. But then he, you know, signed with Carolina. You're like, oh, okay. Well,
I guess that's for the move. Philadelphia didn't use him enough. I would fucking leave too. I'm like, I'm fucking out of here. You don't even use me.
Yeah. Let the man fucking run. And I love the fact that Carolina, the amount, the 4 years for $25 million, that's a solid deal for a running back. Like, I like the fact that they're willing to pay the man. Let him go fucking run, dude. The guy's got some skills. And he was vastly underused in Philadelphia, which means he's still got some legs left. And he's going to be fucking good. I'm excited for him.
Miles Sanders, if he falls to the third round, snatch that up. But a late second round pick and redraft, that could be great. Speaking of Philadelphia, Rashad Penny, 1 year deal over there in Philadelphia.
He'll play 3 games.
I know.
Poor guy, dude. I'm surprised he's playing again. Didn't he hurt his neck?
No, that was Chris Carson.
That was Carson.
Oh, see, but they're on the same
team. It doesn't matter. Rashad Penny hasn't played a full healthy season since college. So it just sucks because Penny, he has so much talent. If that motherfucker could just stay healthy, God, like, he'd be one of the best running backs in the league if he could just stay healthy.
This is perfect for him, though, because you know Philadelphia is not going to – they're going to use 3 running backs. It sucks for fantasy, but, like, for his longevity, like, go out there and play fucking – get the ball fucking 7 times a game. Like, that's all you're going to get because it's Philadelphia. And that's how they operate. But he can't be an every down back.
But those of you in Dynasty that have Kenny Gainwell, he'll be fine because Rashad Penny can't stay healthy, so – Kenny Gainwell will be just fine. Plus, they seem to like
be fine when they draft a running back. Now,
when they draft Bijan Robinson,
they draft Bijan or Gibbs or Charbonnet. Either any of those guys are going to start.
This signing, I'm actually very excited about. Damian Harris to the Buffalo Bills. We've talked about if Buffalo had a legit running back, it could be scary. Although their offense is definitely a pass first offense. But Damian Harris is a stud, so we'll see how that works out for him. Especially with, I mean, we'll get to him in a minute. But Devin Singletary's gone, Zach Moss is gone, and James Cook isn't. I love James Cook, but he's not the same player as Dalvin Cook.
No, I'd rather have James Cook in this situation though than Damian Harris.
Really?
Just because. They are pass-first offense, like you said, and who's the pass-catching back? James Cook at the end of the season last year was tearing it up. I think Damian Harris is going to be like, you know, change of pace type of back. I don't know. We'll see if
Damian Harris gets all the red zone carries.
He does. He could be Jamal Williams 2.0.
Yeah,
that's not true.
He's going to get 11 touchdowns this year.
No, he won't. Fair enough. I'll tell you why. Because Josh Allen is going to get 11 fucking rushing touchdowns in the red zone. Here's the reality. I don't want any of them even still. Way to fuck it up completely again, Buffalo. Nicely done. Nobody wants your backfield. You have a quarterback that eats into it. You have a running back that I love Damian Harris. Don't get me wrong. He was actually able to solidify himself in New England until Stevenson rolled around. But I just don't like anything in Buffalo when it comes to running the ball, because like Fish said, man, give me all their pass catchers. Fuck it. I'll even take Gabe Davis, and I was off that fucker last year. Give me him. Give me any of them.
Fair enough. Speaking of Buffalo, Devin Singletary signs with Houston. No one cares. David Montgomery to Detroit, which sucks for DeAndre Swift.
Fucking Jameson Williams 2.0 also.
I was going to say, but personally, though, I actually like this move because David Montgomery is a great running back.
Yes, he is.
He's super talented. And I just feel that Chicago's just been kind of a mess since he came there because, you know, Justin Fields kind of changed the dynamic of the offense. They drafted Khalil Herbert and he just kind of went with the wayside. And then even before they had Justin Fields, you know, they had Andy Dalton and whoever fucking, you know, merry-go-round of quarterbacks they had. But now I think him getting to split carries with DeAndre Swift until DeAndre Swift inevitably gets hurt. Dave Montgomery, I think he's going to be like a sexy, I don't know what ADPs are right now, but like a 5th, 6th round pick for David Montgomery. Maybe he's 4th round. I'm not sure where he's going right now in drafts. But he could be a sneaky, sneaky draft for fantasy this year. He could be, like you just said, he could be Jamal Williams 2.0, where you drafted him in the 10th round and he was like the running back 6.
Yeah.
So
I can see it.
Kareem Hunt, he's a free agent, so we'll see where he ends up. I'm actually curious, because Kareem Hunt's great. He's a great fucking running back. So if he goes to a good situation, you know, this, I kind of like, it's, I want, I'm a Charger fan, obviously. I want the Chargers to draft Bijan Robinson. I think he's a good fit there. But if that doesn't pan out and we sign Eckler to like a 1-year or franchise tag him or whatever, I wouldn't hate if Kareem Hunt went to the Chargers. He fits that play scheme. You know, he's a great pass catcher. He fits that offense. So, you know, but the, you know, fucking Chargers don't like paying money to anybody, which is surprising because they signed Joey Bosa to a massive contract, Khalil Herbert to a massive contract. But, you know, what the fuck ever? What do I know?
Would you be satisfied with Elliott?
No. Just, I think during this last season, and I love Zeke Elliott. He was one of my favorite college running backs. He was one of my favorite running backs early in his career. And I know that Zeke was your boyfriend last year, Rome, and he might still be like your, like you've been with him for so long. It's going to
be still talk.
Yeah. It's going to be so, it's going to be so hard to break up with him, but you know, we know the relationship's coming to an end, but you still love him. So no, you're not ready to quite leave him yet. Mm. But it's just that, that wear and tear really showed towards the end of the year last year where he was just, he was slow. He even just getting to like the line of scrimmage, he just looks slow. And Tony Pollard, that's why Tony Pollard eventually inevitably took the job. But
till he got hurt, because he's a fragile boy. Unlike Zeke, Zeke plays through injuries. Listen, Zeke, in the right scheme, look, man, I'll still throw some dick his way. Is all I'm saying.
I mean, I wouldn't hate if Zeke went to the Chargers. As long as we had like another running back to spell him, kind of like last year, how Tony Pollard and him split. You know, if we had someone to split with him, whether it's Isaiah Spiller or Joshua Kelly or whoever the fuck, whatever we got going on. But yeah, Jamal Williams, New Orleans Saints, that could be a sneaky guy, especially with Kamara going to miss time. He's going to miss time. Like I'm sorry to tell you, listeners, but. Don't count on Kamara playing the entire season next year. It's not going to happen. He's going to miss time. Don't get crazy with it and draft him early because he's talented. I mean, depending on what are you I'll ask you. Are you guys avoiding Kamara in drafts?
Who's that? I've already written him off. He's going to play in jail. He's done.
Basically, yeah. Maybe if I got him like the last three rounds, I might be like, all right, what the hell. Somebody will take him before that. Hopefully we know how long he's going to be suspended before fantasy drafts. I don't think we will.
Yeah.
But if we knew before, like if they were like, hey, he's suspended six games, I'll take him in the sixth round.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they just hold him. Like, hopefully you could hold him that long, but it also depends. And you would know how good the running back's going to be on the team. You know, if Jamal Williams does good for
– true.
5 weeks and you have Kamara sitting on your bench and he's only gone for six games. Like, you know, Kamara probably going to come in and do just fine.
Yeah.
But he could be suspended for the whole season. Mm-hmm. So you can't really risk, if you're drafting now, if you're doing like an early draft, a dynasty startup, like you can't really risk it. I guess dynasty, you could take him still, but late, but still it's not enough information.
Samaje Perine goes to Denver. Alexander Mattison's one I'm curious about because there's been rumors that Dalvin Cook is a potential cut candidate for the Vikings because I think his contract by a certain date goes from like $4 million to like 12 or 10 or something like that. So there's been a lot of rumors that Dalvin Cook very well could get cut and Madison would be a very fun. He's a good running back. You know, he'd be a starter on just about every other team.
He'll be good. If he's the running back, it's curious to me because everybody was like, I can't wait. Madison's going to be a free agent. He's going to go to a good opportunity. He's going to be like a, you know, first, second round pick. And he's like, no, I'm good here in Minnesota. We'll see what happens with Cook. Maybe he knows more than we do. And that's why he stayed there.
There you go. Smart thinking. Deonta Foreman, fantasy darling last year of Carolina fame. Signed a one-year deal with the Chicago Bears to replace David Montgomery, maybe? I know the Khalil Herbert managers out there are a little upset about that signing.
Well, they're going to be even more upset because I have, at pick 9 this year, they're taking Bijan Robinson to be their starting running back.
That would be something else. I wouldn't.
Right?
I would actually like that, kind of.
No, Bijan Robinson will get drafted by the Chargers at 21.
You keep putting that out there, babe.
It's a sign from God. Hear me out. LaDainian Tomlinson was number 21, and he was our last like true franchise stud running back. And Bijan Robinson drafted at 21. It's all fitting.
You're going to have to get him before that.
I know. He's going to get I think Bijan goes within at the latest 17. So, yeah. Leonard Fournette's a free agent. No one cares. Zeke Elliott, he's a free agent. Some teams might care. Although we were just talking about a little bit ago, there's a chance there's been rumors he's going to re-sign with Dallas, but for like league minimum type, not league minimum, but you know, like only like a couple million dollars.
Yeah, they'll take care of him. Yeah. But especially not his $80 million or whatever he had before.
Yeah, well, Jerry Jones fucking loves Zeke. Like, I'm pretty sure Zeke, like Jerry Jones is like a cuck, and Zeke bangs Jerry Jones's wife. And that's why he wants to keep him around. Because, like, you know that whole, like, Zeke eating and he eats, like, the cereal and stuff like that? That's just him looking up to Jerry going, like, I toss your wife salad.
Makes sense.
This math is mathing.
Yes. I did not ever think about that before, but it makes perfect sense.
But then especially, like, with Tony Pollard, let's say he starts the season on the pup or even just not quite ready yet. Or he's, you know, they don't want to just, like, balls to the wall with him as soon as the season starts. I could see them bringing Zeke back to like a veteran deal. I could see that. Chase Edmonds at Tampa Bay. No one cares. Fish. We saved the best for last. Your ex-boyfriend, maybe soon future boyfriend, James Robinson to the New England Patriots. What?
Here's the thing. The Patriots got a lot of good backs, but James Robinson's the type of guy who, you saw it in Jacksonville, right? They were like, he wasn't a starter. He forces himself to play because he plays his heart out. And that's Bill Belichick checks the coach you need for that guy, because Bill Belichick don't give a fuck what your name is, how much you make. He's going to go put out there whoever's doing the best. And we know he's good. We'll see if he's, I mean, he had the Achilles injury, I think, right? Achilles. And last year was kind of a wash, but he got traded to the Jets and they didn't even use him. So I think New England, if New England uses him, I think he could be good.
I thought it was dumb that the Jets didn't use him after Breece Hall went down.
Yeah.
Especially because when the season started, he had like two great games for Jacksonville before he got traded.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, damn, James Robinson's back, baby.
Yeah. I was excited when he got traded. I was like, hell yeah. Nope.
And then it's like, then Breece Hall went completely off, which is, you know, he's a stud. We knew that that was a possibility. But then when he got hurt and they were just doing Zonovan Knight and the fuck's his name? Tyler Johnson.
Yeah, it made no sense.
It's like, the fuck, man? James Robinson's a good running back.
They weren't even trying to use him was the weird thing. It was like, did you just trade this guy so he can't play?
Maybe. They're like, we don't want to see you succeed, James Robinson. We're just sticking it to Fish.
Yeah,
I'm just looking something up here on James Robinson. It looks like he's had 8 fumbles since he's been in the league, 2020. I just know that Belichick is not a fan of the fumbles.
Ooh. Next Jonah Gray?
He could be. But he's played 39 games. That's another big problem. He hasn't played an entire season yet in his career. But well, he was I actually really like him a lot.
I mean, so I think it's going to be Ramondre Stevenson's going to be the running back one for New England. But New England does rotate running backs, because kind of like what you were just saying, Fish, Belichick doesn't give a shit who you are. The only player he cared about was Tom Brady. Other than that, he gives zero fucks who you are. So actually,
even that's debatable.
That's a lie. He didn't even give a shit that it was Tom Brady. They were just winning. It's like, we win. I don't give a fuck if his name's Tom Brady or like the year when Tom broke his leg and Jimmy Garoppolo went in for him and did great, or with Matt Castle or Jacoby Brissett, like all the fill-in quarterbacks they had. You know, he didn't give a shit who they were, just as long as you win.
How long has James Robinson been in the league?
30 years? 2020.
Yeah. Because Stevenson's got 3 fumbles. That's the problem with Bill Belichick. He doesn't want you to have any fumbles.
Right.
Yeah. Well, like kind of like how we just said the Jonah Gray joke. For those of you that don't know, Jonah Gray had like what was it, three or four touch? It was three. It was at least three touchdowns in a game, maybe four. But he had like in one game, he had like three or four touchdowns and like 200 yards, and it's like, holy shit, who is this guy? And then he fumbled like once or twice the next game, and then he never played the rest of the season. And that shit is hilarious to
you
me.
You fuck around and find out in New England. Like, they all fucking, they don't give a shit. They're like, get out of here.
All right. Moving on. Speaking about New England, the Las Vegas Patriots, Jacoby Myers signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. I think that's
Is he going to score touchdowns there instead?
No.
Okay. But then why is he getting paid $33 million?
Josh McDaniels wanted to get to the guy's paid.
I know. It's just a lot of money for this dude.
You know, Jacoby Myers, he's a good wide receiver, but it's just like, it's just funny. How
debatable.
No, he's good. They just use him weird. They use him weirdly.
I will say this about this entire fucking, this entire class of free agent wide receivers. You suck. All of you. You all go right to hell. And they've all been vastly overpaid. Thanks a lot, Jaguars. Oh, setting the tone last season.
Although,
fucking all this up.
At least Christian Kirk was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I don't know how Alan Lazard got $44 million.
He got the same as Jacoby Myers. It's $11 million a year. That's the same amount of money. It's ridiculous, dude. Paris Campbell might be the only person who's getting paid like a reasonable amount of money.
That's
But he got hurt a bunch, too, so it's like...
But that's the contract that all these wide receivers should have signed.
Oh, that's what I mean.
A one-year, $5 million contract. That's it. But Jacoby Myers, he goes to the Raiders. I'm not in fear of anybody on that team losing points to Jacoby Myers. So,
yeah,
I mean, it'll be fine. The Jets sign Mecole Hardman, Alan Lazard, because, I mean, we didn't talk about it when we talk about quarterbacks. But, you know, the rumor has been circling around that Aaron Rodgers is going to get traded to the Jets. And, like, the stipulation that Aaron Rodgers wanted is he wanted basically all of his guys on New York with him.
This is going to be so bad if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, because Zach Wilson's confidence is gone, dude. It's fucking, it was already gone. It's fucking gone.
It's going to be so funny.
He's
going to
be so bad if they don't get him. It's going to be hilarious.
He's like, I'm done, actually. I don't want to do this. And they're like, but we signed Alan Lazard for you. We gave him so much money.
Well, then Odell Beckham Jr. is supposed to meet with the Jets on Monday, because that was another one of Aaron Rodgers' demands, is he wanted Odell Beckham. Which to me, it's like, the fuck, dude, you... Okay, so the Jets lost Elijah Moore, which was silly to me because that guy's a stud. But, like, you have Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis. Like, you have good wide receivers on this team, yet you still want to bring in all these guys. So, whatever. And you got Breece Hall. And, I mean, Mecole Hardman, not the sexiest name, but he's, you know, deep threat guy. Aaron Rodgers likes that. Alan Lazard, he was Aaron Rodgers' touchdown guy. He was kind of like the poor man's Davante Adams, so I kind of get that. But Garrett Wilson's fucking awesome. Garrett Wilson's so good at football.
It's like they forgot they had him. They're like, oh, Aaron Rodgers wants what? Okay. Fucking
and
squirrel.
Yeah, four,
you know,
fucking
like...
4 years, $44 million to Alan Lazard. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. I need his agent. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lamar. Call him up.
Yeah. Juju Smith-Schuster goes to New England, which no one fuck. He wasn't fantasy relevant on Kansas City. He's going to be even worse in New England.
I kind of like him, to be honest.
Dude,
I kind of like him here.
He's going to be the de facto number one wide receiver again on that team, and he does not do well as the number one wide receiver on any team.
Ah, but here's where I think you are mistaken. Right now, that's what it is. Moving forward, when they trade for DeAndre Hopkins, he becomes Robin, and he becomes incredible.
Maybe.
That'd be something else. I mean, it's possible.
Did Mac Jones get good at quarterback all of a sudden?
Yeah. You didn't hear? You didn't get the memo?
I didn't see that one.
They sent it out.
DJ Chark and Adam Thielen both signing with Carolina. I like those moves, kinda. Because DJ Moore got traded to Chicago, which I think is great. I'm excited about that. Kinda.
said nobody ever except for you.
I like DJ Moore.
I'm excited about it.
I do.
Justin Fields is going to be top five fantasy quarterback because his legs and DJ Moore. Because
of running.
And DJ Moore. He's going to be the only person he throws it to because he can't throw it to more than one person.
But I love DJ Chark. I think this is a good move for him again because, again, in Carolina, not a lot of competition for targets because, like, you're going to compete with Tommy Tremble and whoever the fuck else they – I don't even know who's on their fucking team right now. And then Adam Thielen, 3 years, $25 million is questionable to me because he's an older gentleman. I know you love him, Rome. But
damn right.
3 years, $25 million. We talked about follow the money. They paid Thielen a lot of money, so there's a chance Thielen could be very fantasy relevant with CJ Stroud.
Yeah, he's going to make Stroud. He's going to be his guy. So for fantasy purposes, I like Thielen. He might catch another fucking 20 touchdowns or whatever caught a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Jarvis Landry, free agent. Meh.
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about Paris Campbell signing with the New York Giants, and they re-signed Darius Slayton. So, you know, they have some weapons in New York. So, you know, circling back to what Fish said, Daniel Jones, we got some playmakers on this team. So
yeah, figure it out.
Don't make us look that stupid. We shouldn't have drafted you 6 overall in the first place, but here we are. So we have to be pot committed to you. Robert Woods, he signs with the Houston Texans, so he'll be the de facto number one because Brandon Cooks was traded to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, he was.
You know what's funny? As I'm looking at the sheet, we should have included like who was traded where on this thing.
But we still do that.
That's for another episode. It's on a different page, bastard.
Oh. Well, you know what? We haven't recorded an episode in like 6 months. I forgive me. We're shaking the cobwebs. Yeah.
Has not been 6 months.
You have been forgiven.
Kenny Golladay hasn't signed with anybody. You know what's funny? I actually am trying to pick up shares of Kenny Golladay in Dynasty.
Stop
leagues.
It. No, no. Stop.
Hear me out. He's had 2,000 yard years in his career. So like if he can sign somewhere with a competent quarterback, I just think Kenny Golladay just didn't want to play for the Giants. They just offered him a shit ton of money, so he took he was like, okay.
Here's why you're wrong.
You know where he's going to end up? You know where he's going to end up and be good? Sorry, Fish, before you can say how everybody's wrong. he's going to go to the Rams and be with Stafford again and be great.
And be terrible. Here's why you're wrong. You know who people said that about for the past 3 years? Allen Robinson.
Kenny Golladay? Oh.
No, Allen Robinson was supposed to be good, and he didn't want to play for Chicago anymore, so he sucked. And then he went to the Rams, and he still fucking sucked. I think Kenny Golladay's done. I think he's seen his maybe. Better days are behind him.
You're probably not wrong.
You know, you're probably right, but you know what? If you're in like a dynasty startup and you're like round 16, 17, fucking take a shot on Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, sure.
Everything else is so thin at that spot anyways. And I think Kenny Golladay is only like 27 or 28. So he's still relatively young. So why fuck not? All right, let's move on to tight ends and wrap up this episode.
Gross.
Dalton Schultz signs a 1-year deal with the Houston Texans, which I'm actually upset about because I was really hoping he was going to sign with the Chargers. Because there was rumors that they were interested in him.
Or
but I
any
think he
team not Houston.
Yeah. Because, like, is Davis Mills your quarterback? Or are you guys going to draft, you know, one of the rookies and still be bad? You know, Brandon Cooks is gone. So now your focal point is Robert Woods and Dalton Schultz. So, I mean, for fantasy, fucking tight end's a gross position. You know what's funny? We talked about outlawing kickers in a league before, and I'm like, we need to get rid of tight end and double up kickers, like make kickers bonus
tight ends worse than kicker. People can hate on kickers all they want. The reason people don't like kickers is because somebody has a good kicking game. It's like not an exciting game to watch, and you get a lot of fantasy points for it. Mm-hmm. But it's like a more valuable position to have than tight end.
Agreed.
Like, yeah, Tight ends suck. Like, if you don't have Kelce, Andrews.
What about tight end kicker flex? We always said tight end wide receiver flex. What about tight end kicker flex?
We talked about that last year. I'm going to try to see if that's something we can do. Because I would much rather play a second kicker than a tight end most of the time.
Or just no tight end. You just play fucking, instead of, you just draft what's his face from Baltimore and fucking.
Just call tight end kicker. If you have Kelce, Andrews, or Kittle, you can play them. If you don't have one of those three, then you don't have to play a tight end. It's okay.
Like, that's if just you have like one of those exception. Three, you're forced to play them.
Yeah, you have to play one of those three. If you have him on your, you have to play him. If you don't have one of those three, then you can play anything else.
Not anything else. Anything else is a little too extreme. Just like you could play another kicker or a receiver.
It has to be a second kicker. No, it has to be a kicker. It'd be funnier if it was a kicker, because I'm gonna find a way to get to have kickers score more points than running backs. Like, I'm talking like 10 points a yard fucking, of kick or something like that.
Why can't we get a fantasy league with some punters, dude? Like, let me get a punter.
There
What's
are.
Your net?
There
you know, are. Give me your net yards or something. You can get some points for that. There are.
Fuck it. Let's get long snappers. Who didn't bumble the...
I'm going to join a four-man league, fucking kickers and punters only.
Let's do it. Kickers, fuck it. Let's do it. Love it. Mike Gesicki signed with the Patriots. I think that's actually a pretty decent signing for him. I like Mike Gesicki, man. Like, he just became odd man out on that offense, because when you have the two fastest wide receivers in the league in Hill and Waddle, you know, tight end gets left out. So it'll be nice to see him get featured. Austin Hooper signed with the Las Vegas Raiders, which could be interesting because, again, Raiders, Josh McDaniels, they like tight end. Darren Waller's gone. So could be, you know. Hooper actually is a good tight end. He just hasn't been very good for fantasy over the last couple of years. But he's actually not that bad of a fucking tight end. Evan Engram got franchise tagged, which he had a dude, Evan Engram, talk about a weird, sneaky fucking fantasy tight end. Goddamn, Evan Engram was. He had shades of
finally got out of New York rookie year, you know.
Yeah. Hayden Hurst signed a massive deal with Carolina, which is gross, but Carolina's gearing up to draft their future franchise quarterback, whether it's C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young. It's probably gonna be C.J. Stroud.
Here's what's kind of smart about what Carolina's doing: they're stacking up on veterans, and they're gonna get a young quarterback. So they're going to have a bunch of veterans around this young quarterback. I kind of like the approach.
Same. I think it's really smart.
No, I get it. But just my point being, though, is Hayden Hurst, 3 years, $21 million. It's a lot of money.
You want to talk about a lot of money? Look at two lines down here.
South Carolina boy.
I will see. Big Bob Tonyan signed with the Chicago Bears to play backup to Cole Kmet.
Is he a backup?
He'll start. No, he's going to start.
I know. He probably will.
Cole Kmet sucks wieners.
Cole Kmet's
in hell.
Fair enough.
I feel like they're the same player.
They are.
It's kind of odd that they even did this. It's like, that's the same tight end. You already
It's a weird signing. It's like I guess they should have gone after more wide receivers, unless they're planning on drafting a wide receiver in the draft. Like, could you imagine if Chicago drafts like JSN or Zay Flowers or one of those, you know, big wide receiver prospects?
I think they'll go for a running back first. Well, maybe not. The way the game's going these days. Yeah. We'll see.
Some guy named Josh Oliver signed a 3-year, $21 million for the Minnesota
Vikings.
Yeah,
dude, what is this all about? He's been a backup tight end. I mean, he's backing up Mark Andrews. But even when they got that fucking new tight end there in Baltimore, he was the third tight end on the team.
But that's the thing. This guy, he was never the starter on Baltimore. And they signed him to a big deal. So it's like, so the thing is this, again, follow the money. They paid this guy a lot of money to be there. Although they still have TJ Hawkinson. So I'm not entirely sure. Is it because Irv Smith is gone?
I mean, that's the thing I was going to say. They let Irv Smith go. And Irv Smith, he could be good if he would stay healthy. But like, this is a lot of money for a tight end behind Hawkinson. Maybe they're going to try to do two tight ends. I don't know. It's weird.
Speaking of Irv Smith, he signed a 1-year deal with the Cincinnati Bengals, who just lost.
I
hate.
I love this.
This is my favorite out of all of them.
No, this Irv Smith will be
if he plays.
Can stay again. If he plays, if he can stay healthy, he's a super talented tight end, and on a team that actually uses the tight end position,
where with a good quarterback. They can't double team him.
CJ Uzama's gone. Yeah. Hayden Hurst is gone. So, Big Irv, he's the guy.
I've been on the Irv train for like 2.5 years now, and it feels like, why am I still here? But I'm still here.
It's because tight end's a gross position.
You've been missing stops. You've been falling asleep. You just stay on this fucking train.
Yeah, dude, it's like a circle. It's like the
till the wheels fall off, baby.
It's like the train at Disneyland. You can just stay there as long as you need to. Till you feel better.
Oh, you know, it's funny there. Talking about till the wheels fall off. So, pre-show we were talking about like we want to do some giveaways and stuff during this season. So I'm trying to like accumulate like autograph cards and memorabilia stuff to give away, but I keep winning and bidding on Antonio Gibson autograph cards, and
these things are gonna be worth like 5 cents.
They're losing money by the day, like, but I can't quit this man. I just love this man so much, and I have all these like autographed cards of Antonio Gibson, and I'm just like, I don't know why I keep buying. And then, and like, it's just funny because I'm getting them for like $4, so like it's kind of funny how cheap they are, but like it's just like, fuck it. Like, how much is this one? Like, oh, $7. Yeah, I'll buy that. And that's just like what I keep. And now I have like all these cards of him, but make my little Hey Arnold shrine for him in my closet. And then someday I'll have kids, dude, and I'll be like, Dad, who's Antonio Gibson?
Brian Robinson, like, is going to be it, like, dude.
No. Yeah. No,
Antonio Gibson never got shot. He just shot Brian Robinson. That's it.
Hey. They can't prove that. They can't prove that.
Oh, they sure as hell can.
But like, I'm just going to have all these like autographed things from Antonio Gibson. They'll be like, Dad, tell us tales of Antonio Gibson. I'll be like, son, he was a player that could have been talented.
And then he shot somebody.
He had one good season. He shot his teammate so he could stay the starter. And that was his career. Then his contract was up. He left the Washington Bullfrogs. He signed with some fucking team and just fell into irrelevancy. Houston. Yeah. He signed with the Houston Texans for a while. Stayed there for about a year. Then he went to the Canadian Football League for a couple years. Then he came back and played for the Seahawks for a year, and now he sells car insurance. Mm-hmm.
Fuck, you nailed it. Yeah. That's pretty good.
You know what's crazy? That's going to be his career watch.
I'll buy some car insurance for him. Fuck it, dude.
Okay, hear me out. I still think Gibson can be a thing, not necessarily on Washington, but he's a 6'2", 220-pound guy who played wide receiver in college. So, I mean, I just think he needs an opportunity somewhere, but that's not in Washington. He should come to the Chargers.
You don't want that many fumbles home, around baby. Your house.
It's true. Oh, God, I'd be so upset. I'd be so mad. Because I'd be like, I love most, you, but why do you do this to me?
You're already sad about the Chargers. Austin Eckler is like, ah, dude, this ain't it.
Well, the fact that he was on a podcast recently and said he feels so disrespected by the franchise, I'm like, oh, don't say that. Because that means you're done. And
he's done.
This is such the Chargers thing, though. Because, like, so we drafted LaDainian Tomlinson, who's arguably one of the greatest running backs of all time. Like, he's probably top 10 of all time. And we held on to him for way too long when he had no trade value. So he ends up walking in free agency. So we get nothing in return. We had Michael Turner, who was LT's backup. And obviously he wasn't better than LT, so he wasn't going to play over LT. But instead of re-signing him, we gave more money to LT. Turner walks, goes to Atlanta for a few years and crushes it. And then... Debatable. What do you mean debatable? He was good.
Crushes it is a strong word.
Dude, he had like 2,000 yard years.
He was just a big fat running back that scored a couple of touchdowns.
Okay, fine. So he was good. He was good enough, and they let him go. Then we had Melvin Gordon, who, whatever.
I forgot Melvin was there. Oh my God, yeah. It's been so long.
Oh no, no. Actually, before Melvin Gordon, we had Ryan Matthews. Which,
oh, remember him? His disappointment.
Oh god, that's terrible. We also drafted Manti Te'o.
Did you guys draft his girlfriend too?
Yeah, she was there.
She's dead.
No, she's fake.
Actually, she was a he, but is actually now a big fat she, according to the documentary I watched.
I thought that was not even a real person.
That's impossible.
I don't know.
Well, someone was ghosting him. Not ghosting him. Catfishing him. And it was like some dude who had a really good girl voice. Because he was like, hey, babe, like, why can't you be my boyfriend? And, you know, we can hang out.
Girl voice better than that? I do, man.
I don't think so. That's pretty sexy. And then,
hey, girl, what's your name is?
Yeah.
What's that thing do?
Yeah. And she's like, I'm actually a boy, but someday I'll become a big fat girl. Yeah. So the Chargers are just, they're cursed to have horrible running back issues. And, like, I have hopes of them drafting Bijan, but it's just not going to happen.
Listen, just go watch, use this thing that I gave you. Go watch Charbonnet. He's a hometown boy. He's from UCLA. Go watch his highlight film, and you'll be like,
or,
I want him, actually.
In the second or third round, Chargers draft Rockshon Johnson.
That's fine. But you could probably get Charbonnet then also.
Yeah. Or just, like, develop the other guys. Isaiah Spiller could be good. He was great in college.
I mean, I hope so. I've got some shares, but you never know.
But look at that. First episode back in a while, and we did it in an hour.
Yep. Skills.
I don't even see that. Where do I find that?
Right at the bottom. Big white numbers.
If you click people on the thing, then it's, like, on the top.
Oh, there it is.
Our program that we use to record changed its platform, and I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, stop changing
I
just shit.
I hate it. I'm
Riverside.
Old. I'm old. You can't change things.
Yeah.
Things have to stay the same. I barely know how to use this thing before you made changes. Now you made changes, and I don't fucking get it.
Mm-hmm, confused.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Nope.
No.
Hey, for those of you that don't know, chicken nuggets are going to be on sale at Costco. So.
Oh, shit. The big ass bag? Like 5 pounds of chicken nuggets?
Yeah, like the 5 pound bag. Yeah, it's like $5 off. So I was like, fuck, dude. I got that big meat freezer. And I'm going to buy like 4 bags.
What are you guys having for Easter dinner? Let's talk about that.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow's Easter.
Might be today, depending upon when I release this. We'll see.
Oh, that's true. This will probably come out tomorrow. So it'll be Sunday. Well, happy Easter, everybody. What am I having? Well, my lovely significant other. Yeah, I was going to say my significant other is actually going to be working. So I will probably have some of the chicken nuggets I bought on sale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She'd go to like Boston Market and bring her some Easter dinner while she's working.
Nah, fuck that. She should go to Boston Market and bring me dinner. The fuck?
Yeah, you get a break.
Yeah. Ain't nobody ride for free. What about you, Rome?
Damn right.
What are you doing?
I'm probably going to make myself some Hot Pockets.
Nice. Damn.
So, you know, make a little rib sandwich maybe. I got some rib sandwiches. I don't know. I haven't gone shopping, and I don't plan to because I'm probably just going to get high and be naked tomorrow.
Ooh, so. Like that.
That's kind of where I'm at. We'll see. Maybe you want some Survivor. I don't know yet.
Are you still watching that shit? Rome's been watching Survivor since we were fucking 10 years old, dude. Every season, him and his mom. I'd be like, Rome, can you hang out? He's like, nah, man, Survivor's on tonight. All right.
Hey.
Fair enough.
Hey, Survivor's the shit, bro. And listen, if you go get Paramount Plus, anybody that's listening, go get Paramount Plus. You can watch every fucking episode all the way back to when that shit started. I've been doing that. I'm on season 40. I'm rolling through this.
Season 40?
Season 40.
Wait, what are you going to do when New Girl leaves Netflix?
Die a little bit inside. It's my favorite go to sleep show, except there's actually one better. You guys ever watch Benchwarmers, the movie?
Yes.
Is that the David Spade
movie?
Yeah, I guess you could say it's David Spade. Yeah, he's in it. It's good. I enjoy watching it. I make it through about 4 minutes of it every single night before it immediately puts me to sleep.
I actually saw
like a fucking lullaby.
That New Girl is going to Peacock or and or Hulu.
I don't know what New Girl is. I'm sorry.
It's some show that New Girl is.
I don't watch shows, dude. I play Call of Duty like fucking Kyler Murray, and that's it.
What's his gamer tag?
His gamer tag 69. No, I played with him. I told you guys this recently. And it's Foreskin Peeler. I played with him a while ago. That was his voice. It had to have been him, and his gamer tag was Foreskin Peeler.
Was his character always in the prone position because he's so short, he's used to always looking at everyone's knees?
I don't really recall, but I wouldn't be surprised.
You know what's funny? Talking about PlayStations, I came into a copy of NCAA 14 on PS3, so I got to try to dig up my PS3 so I can play that.
Oh, yeah, man. That might be like the last one. Listen,
that was the last one.
Damn. You guys should have a trip. Come on down to my apartment, all right? I've got the old school Tecmo Super Bowl 3.
Oh, God.
Hit that shit up.
You're going to play? No.
You'll kick a field goal, a 70-yard field goal. Lauren Anderson will be over.
I can confidently say this. I am probably a top 5 player in the world, because there's not many people that are playing that anymore. Top 5 in the entire world. Just saying.
Man, they should do a tournament.
I'm down.
Let's post it on the
internet. Or just fucking move up here, Rome.
Listen, quit yelling at me about that.
We're getting a wiener schnitzel.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Shit, dude.
I love wiener schnitzel. Dude, that, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm doing that for dinner tomorrow. Fuck yeah.
Are they open?
They gotta be open. It's fast food.
Yeah, because hot dogs are God's gift to humanity. Why would you be closed?
Yeah, that's true. That's a very, very good point.
I don't know what hot dogs are, but they're fucking delicious.
It's just they take the whole thing and they put it in a blender. And they stick it out in a tube when they're done.
You know what's funny? We should ask the listeners, do you guys like us bullshitting at the beginning of the episode or at the end?
Both.
Is anybody still listening at this point in time? They're all like, nah, they're done talking about free agents.
They're still listening.
Left.
I'm fucking out. Nah, they should listen to this. It's the best shit.
It's the best part.
Yeah. Do your kids hunt Easter? Do you guys do Easter baskets for your kids?
Do we hunt? Dude, there's 2 foot of snow outside my house right now. We're not hiding no fucking eggs. It snowed 3 days ago. It's out of control.
Ugh. Just take a handful of eggs, throw them outside, and say, go fucking find them. It's perfect.
We usually do natural concealer. We usually do an egg hunt, cook some good food.
What are you eating?
We're going to have a leg of lamb, some Greek salad, and some other stuff I don't remember. Cookies and cake.
Sounds fun. Oh, I bought a cake today at Costco. That chocolate bar cake that they have was on sale, so I bought that.
And the chicken nuggets? Yeah, dude. Dream over there.
Fuck yeah. Dude, that's the perks of being an adult. If I want cake and chicken nuggets, I can do that.
For sure.
Because it's like, who's going to tell me no? Like, fuck you, I'm going to eat chicken nuggets and cake.
Man, I really want McDonald's now. Quit talking about chicken nuggets.
Dude, no, it's not about McDonald's right now. It's all about Wendy's. Because for $2 for $6, you can get the Dave's Classic Single with cheese, 2 for $6.
Mm.
Well, there's no Wendy's in Glendale because they're racist.
Fair point.
Makes sense. That checks out.
Because that Wendy's is not an Armenian establishment, so they can't have it.
Yes.
If it was Wendy's kebabs, then maybe.
Can I get the Dave's Classic Shawarma? And they'll be like, yeah. Yes, bro.
Come on in, bro.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah. Well, we should stop before we get canceled as we start talking shit. But hey, thanks for listening, guys. We're going to be back. Hopefully we can stick with it, but we were saying we're going to at least put out one a week up until the season comes around, and then we're going to be back on our regular schedule of a couple episodes a week. How do I do the outro?
Push the button.
Thank you for listening, guys. If we appreciate you. Get us on social media at Filthy F-Ball Show is the show's Twitter. Get Big Rome at Big Rome FFF. And get the Fantasy Fish at F. Wait,
football
what was your
fish. F football fish.
Fish. Yeah.
I think.
You haven't been on Twitter in so long. I don't see your fucking name on there anymore.
Yeah, football season's been over, so I forget that Twitter exists.
Yeah, so get FFootballFish is Fish's Twitter. Send in your emails to the show at filthyfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. We're also on Instagram, filthyfantasyfootballshow, but I don't check it. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And have yourself a wonderful evening. Happy Easter. We'll be back next week, baby. King Josh the King. Big Rome.
Fantasy Fish.
Have a good one, y'all.